Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted in our series on accessibility. This is part two of that conversation, and today we are shifting gears in a very specific way. Part one was about understanding the landscape of WCAG 2.1 to level AA, the DOG regulation, and what the April 24th deadline means. This episode is about what you do with that information, and I want to be direct about what this episode is not. It is not a fix everything today episode.
That said, I want to be equally direct about something else. It is a start now episode. Because of the strategic window we have, the course copy cycle running through the spring and summer only works if faculty are moving before their courses get copied into new sections. Waiting until after the copy cycle means carrying the same inaccessible content forward and creating new compliance obligations with every edit made after April 24th.
And that last part is worth pausing for and pausing on, because it is one of the things that surprises people when they really understand the rule. Once a pre-existing document is modified after the compliance date, a syllabus is updated, a reading is replaced, or an assignment is revised, that document must meet all WCAG 2.1 level AA guidelines, 100% compliance. Routine course maintenance creates accessibility obligations moving forward. Every edit after April 24th matters.
Which is exactly why remediating now before copying is the most efficient path. Fix it once in the master shell or in your current course, and every section in the inheritance will be accessible. We are not asking you to build everything from scratch. We're asking you to clean up what you plan to carry forward.
And we are going to spend most of this episode talking about a tool that makes that possible, Blackboard Ally. One of the biggest misconceptions we see about Blackboard Ally is that it's for grading instructors, that the score somehow reflects effort, care, or teaching quality, and that's just not what it is doing at all.
Ally is looking at content, not people. It does not know why something exists in your course the way that it does. It simply identifies whether that content creates barriers for students using assistive technologies. So a low score is not a judgment. It's just information.
And it's important to say, Ally is not designed to overwhelm you with a list of 500 things to fix simultaneously. The report is prioritized. It surfaces the issues that create the biggest barriers or affect the most students first. That prioritization is one of the most useful things about it.
We want to be honest about what Ally is and what it's not, though. It's a starting point and a guide. It's not a substitute for judgment or the standard WCAG 2.1 level AA. It will flag issues it can detect. It will not flag everything, nor will it tell you whether a piece of content is still worth keeping in your course. That's a decision only you can make. And honestly, the copy cycle is a good moment to ask that question. Is this content I'm going to keep? If not, do not remediate it, just remove it.
That's a really important point. One of the most efficient accessibility actions you could take is removing outdated or unused content before copying. Ally scores improve. Student experience improves, and you've not wasted time fixing something that was going to get cut anyway. One of the first steps I usually cover with faculty is using the three dots at the top right-hand corner of the course content area next to the magnifying glass to remove unused files. Some courses have over 1,000 of them.
Oof. Okay, so let's talk about what faculty see when they open the course accessibility report, because that first look can feel disorienting. You access the course accessibility report under the Books and Tools link in the Details and Actions pane on the right side of your default course view inside a Blackboard course. It's the topmost tool in Books and Tools.
You'll see an overall accessibility score, which is useful as a snapshot. But the more important part is below that score, where Ally has categorized issues and list them by priority. That's your working list.
And what makes Ally genuinely useful is that it does not just tell you something is wrong. It tells you why it's a problem, who it affects, and often how to fix it. That explanation piece is huge if accessibility is relatively new to you. Sometimes there's even a one-click fix in Ally to resolve the error.
I usually advise faculty, do not try to clear the entire list in one fell swoop. Look at the high priority items, start there, and think about which of those items are in the content you are actively going to carry forward. That is your real work.
Because progress in Ally compounds. Once you fix a category of issues, say images without alt text, you start to see the pattern everywhere. Is there a common document that if you corrected the issue in it, you can upload the same corrected document and solve the repeated issue multiple times? It's about working smarter, not harder. Accessibility becomes easier to implement the next time you add content. That's the long-term goal, building habits, not just clearing a report.
Images without alternative text are one of the most common issues Ally flags, and they are a great example of a fix that feels small, but matters significantly.
Alt text is a description of an image for students who cannot see it, whether because they use a screen reader, have a visual impairment, or accessing the course in a low bandwidth environment where images do not load. And I think faculty sometimes worry they need to write something elaborate or technically precise.
Most of the time, alt text just needs to communicate why the image is there. What does it add to the content? If it's purely decorative, you mark it as decorative and move on. If it's instructional, such as a chart, diagram, or screenshot, describe the key information it conveys, not every visual detail. If necessary, due to complexity, go to where the image is in your course or the document and add a longer description.
Ally prompts you to insert images directly into Blackboard or guides you how to do so in Word or PDF files. It surfaces images without alt text and walks you through adding a description or marking the image as decorative. It's generally one of the more guided fixes in this tool.
This is also where we see something click for faculty and the realization that some students have been encountering images in their courses with no context at all. A chart with no description, a diagram that just is not there for them. Mm-hmm. That is a real barrier and is often easy to fix once you know it exists.
So then documents are probably the biggest category of accessibility issues we encounter. Word, PDF, and PowerPoint files. And the older the material, the more likely it is to have structural problems.
The issues are usually things like missing heading structure, poor color contrast, or scanned PDFs that are images of text rather than actual readable text. A screen reader cannot read an image. It just skips it entirely.
And this is where the remediate before copying principle really matters. An old PDF that's just been living in your course for 6 years, is it still something students need? Is it something you're going to update? If the answer is yes, then that's a document to fix. If it's outdated and you've been meaning to replace it, now's the time to cut it rather than carry it forward.
For documents you're keeping, the fixes are usually structural. Adding proper heading levels, like heading one, heading two, rather than just bolding text or signposting, ensuring any text in the document is selectable, not just a scanned image, checking that color is not the only way information is conveyed.
So Ally will surface these issues and explain what they mean. And Tilt has resources in the TigerLearn blog, tigerlearn.fhsu.edu, with specific guidance on common violations in Word documents and PDFs. If you're not sure how to fix something Ally is flagging, that's your first stop.
And your second stop is us. Consultations are available, but limited. We are here to support you.
Okay, so let's move on to videos. Videos come up a lot in accessibility conversations, especially around captions. And we want to be clear, captions must be clear and accurate. That is not a best practice recommendation. It's part of the WCAG 2.1 Level A compliance.
Tools like Panopto do significant auto-captioning work. And that is generally helpful. But auto-generated captions are not perfect, especially technical vocabulary, course-specific terminology, or any content where accuracy really matters.
We're not saying you need to edit every caption in every video today. We are saying that videos you are actively using with students, especially in courses going forward, must be reviewed and checked for accuracy. Correct the things that would genuinely confuse or mislead a student who cannot hear the audio.
Prioritize your high-use content first. A video students watch three times a semester gets more attention than something embedded in an optional resource they may never open. That is the kind of judgment the remediation plan is built around. Be strategic and thorough. Just keep in mind that the end goal is 100% compliance with WCAG 2.1 Level AA. That is the federal mandate. We want to be very clear. You do not have to navigate this alone.
As mentioned previously, TIL is available for outreach right now. Working through colleges, departments, and programs when we are invited, sharing ally data organized specifically for each area, and discussing roles and responsibilities. If your college department or program has not had that meeting yet, reach out and invite us. We would love to come and speak with you.
We are also offering focused, short, 30-minute workshops on specific tasks, how to read your ally report, how to fix image alt text, and how to improve document structure. You do not have to commit to long trainings. You can come in for the one piece you need right now.
And the TigerLearn blog at tigerlearn.fhsu.edu is the place to go between conversations. We're actively adding resources there as questions come in from departments. So we'll be growing through this spring and summer.
The timeline we're working from runs through the course copy cycle. The window is from April through August. That is not a long time. But it is a real window, and departments and instructors who start now will be in a very different position than those who wait.
If we had to leave you with one thing from this two-episode series, it is this. Accessibility is not optional, but it's manageable if you approach it strategically.
Start with what you're keeping. Use Ally to prioritize. Remediate before you copy. And use the support that is available to you because there is a lot of it.
The April 24th deadline is real, the legal standard is clear, but so is the path forward, and we genuinely believe that departments and instructors who engage with this now will find it far less overwhelming than they expected.
Thanks for listening to both parts of this series on What's New and Ultra Tilted. We're here, we're available, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the TigerLearn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.